It's time for Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Here's Kenny.
Cut. We need to cut.
Yeah.
Who was that? Is that,
That's Stanley, who's a new announcer.
I understand, but that, how you doing, Stanley?
Hi.
He has a lisp.
Right. Well, the other announcer is not available, and you guys said you were pressed for time.
We can't have a man who's... Sorry, Stanley, nothing against you.
No, I hear it all the time. He's my cousin.
Is there no one else we can get?
You said you were pressed for time. We had to press him into service. I think it sounds good.
Why would that sound good? I'm going to have a guy lisping.
Because it sounds like the principles of abundance doesn't matter. Anybody can be abundant by associating themselves with Kenny Slag.
I don't know.
All right.
I appreciate what...
Hold on. This the one? No, that's not the one, Stanley. Okay.
Okay, so let's try this again. I understand. All right, here we go.
Ready?
Yes. It's time for Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Cut. I have to cut.
What?
Stanley, it doesn't sound... Would you turn that off, please? Doesn't sound like he's... He said Principles of...
It sounded like he stumbled over it.
All right, Stanley, do it again. Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. That sounds good to me.
Well, it doesn't sound good to me. Say it again, please.
Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Go ahead and slow it down. How old are you, Stanley?
Me?
Yes, you.
I'm 19.
All right.
Three. I better count it down.
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Ooh.
Cut.
I thought we talked about this.
You have a very unusual way of counting things down. That's all I'm saying.
I understand, but this is my studio and my way of doing things.
He's my uncle. He does things like that. Hal, it's okay.
I understand. Stanley, you're not the guy...
Yeah, so you guys are related.
So you're his uncle and you're the nephew.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Hi.
What's wrong?
I've left my place.
Three, two, one. You.
It's time for Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Cut.
Don't you cut. I say cut.
Sorry. Stanley.
I'll direct him. Stanley... Principles of Abundance. Say it.
Principles of Abundance.
Here, may I? Go ahead, Kenny. Stanley, imagine yourself on a whitewater rapid, and you're going down the river very easily, and you're just kind of moving back and forth, and there's no effort at all. And just go ahead and say it.
Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
See? Oh, that's great, Mr. Flagg. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. You.
It's time now for Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Here's Kenny Flagg. Thanks a lot, Stanley. I am Kenny Flagg, and this is Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Every week, we bring you more and more and... Sorry, I said bring you.
We'll take it from the top.
No, don't take it from the top. Pick it up.
God, you gotta pick it up, man.
Pick it up.
No, I think we need to take it from the top.
We are the ones that direct the session.
Right, I know, but it's my studio, and you guys... Let's just take it from the top, because it's a ridiculous edit.
Do you mind if I direct the session?
Yes. No, I don't mind, but I'm... Three, two, one. You. Cut. What's wrong?
I didn't hear the sound effect.
Are we going from the top?
Yes.
I'm doing this under protest. I am the one...
I understand, but this is very important that I do it this way. Otherwise, I get nervous and screw things up.
I do, too. Yeah, so I gather.
My cousin... This is my little nephew. Are you my nephew or cousin?
I'm your nephew.
Well, let's make you my cousin.
All right.
My cousin... stumbles over the lisping, because he has the lisp.
See, if we had a professional announcer...
Announcer? You have all the gall in the world to talk...
Let's just do it.
All right. Three, two, one.
Ooh.
It's time now for Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Flagg, one of the top minds in all of the fuck me.
Fuck me? I'm sorry, I messed up.
Three, two, one.
It's time now for Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Flagg, one of the top minds in all of motivational speaking, will tell you how you can marshal your forces and become a very abundant person in the 21st century. Here, then, is Kenny Flagg.
Thanks very much, Stanley. I am Kenny Flagg. Now, I want to tell you something before we get going. When you hear this sound,
it means that our time together is up. You must put your pen or your pencil down, take your notepad, put it away, and forget you ever even met me. That's right. Forget you even know me. This is part of making the principles of abundance in the 21st century sink in and become a part of you. All right, let's get started.
Kenny Slagg, Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century.
The Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century were principles that I came across.
Cut.
It's just principles you came across.
Right. Kenny Slagg, Principles of Abundance.
The Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century were principles that I came across one night as I was studying old religious texts. I'd been looking at the Mahabharata as well as the Bhagavad Gita. These are two very important books in the Hindu religion.
Cut! What's that?
Sorry, I was messing with it. Please don't do that.
Don't mess with it, Stanley.
Sorry.
3, 2, 1. Oh, that feels good.
I cut for a minute. Do you have to do that?
That is the way I count it down.
We went through this already.
That's my uncle. He does it that way.
I understand that. But it sounds like you're doing it on purpose.
Doing what on purpose? I'm counting it down.
Look, all right, let's just do it, okay?
I don't like it. It sounds grotesque.
What? What I do is I count it down and then I make sounds that are relief sounds. Ah, yeah, listen, now we're into the recording.
Yeah, that's the way that my uncle does it. Would you please just do the announcing and let me...
3, 2, 1. Wrong. Take 2. 3, 2, 1. Kenny Slagg, Principles of Abundance.
I'm Kenny Slagg with the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. The principles came to me late one night when I was reading the Mahabharata and the Bhagavad Gita, two ancient texts of the Hindu religion. Both of them state that we live in many different universes. This is just one of many universes that we've lived in. The Mahabharata and the Bhagavad Gita, together with the Bible and all the other religious texts, give us the impetus for Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Now, I don't think I'm one of the great holy men of all time. I certainly don't think that I'm God. But I do believe that Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century are an evolution of all of the religions of the world. We've now come to the next step in man's salvation.
Kenny Slagg's Man's Salvation.
The principles of abundance in the 21st century help you draw to yourself abundance. And at the same time, we think they bring you closer to the truth of the universe. There are those who become priests, those who are clerics, those who are, well, chaste or not...
There are those that are celibate.
Can I ask a question?
No, you may not.
Well,
all right.
3, 2, 1. But...
Wait, you were late on the queue, for Christ's sake.
God, lady. 3, 2, 1. Your butt. Wrong.
I did the wrong thing.
Look, Stanley, let me do it. 3, 2, 1.
Kenny Slagg, you are God.
That's right. With Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, there are as many gods as there are people in the world. Now, we apply these principles so that we can bring to us those things that we desire the most. A new suit of clothes, a beautiful home, a beautiful car, hey, that girlfriend or that boyfriend that you've always wanted. Now, I have been a very, very bit fuck.
Ha! I've been a very, very fuck.
Mr. Engineer,
All right, I'm sorry. All right, 3, 2, 1. Dickhead. Cut. What's wrong?
Nothing.
That's pretty funny, Uncle. Just, you hold on, Stanley. 3, 2, 1. Dickhead.
What are you doing, Kenny?
It's making me laugh. I'm sorry. What is?
3, 2, 1, dickhead.
What, does it ring a bell?
Maybe you recognize yourself in that, huh?
Don't get smart with me, Stanley. I'll smack you so hard. And I'm smacking mice. That's my nephew.
I thought it was your cousin.
I've decided it's my nephew.
Are you guys even related?
Yeah, we're pretty sure we are. We looked it up and everything.
All right, can I be the producer of this session, or do you guys just want to go off on your own?
No, go ahead.
Kenny, let's go ahead and start We're All Gods.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Dick brain. What's wrong?
Can you stick with one or the other?
This is how I do it. Go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead? Aren't you...
Yeah, okay. 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Cut. Kenny, you've already...
I'm sorry, where are we?
We're at the You Are All Gods.
Oh, okay.
You want me to do it, Mr. Slagg?
Well, what part are we at?
We're at the opening, yes, I suppose you can.
3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance
the... Cut. No, you're not doing that. You're doing Kenny Slagg, and this is the... turn that off, please. This is the You're All Gods.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. We're all gods.
Cut. What do you don't say cut. She says it, or I say it.
I say it. I'm Kenny Slag.
What's wrong, Kenny?
It threw me off. Let's do it again. 3, 2, 1. Blast off. You got it wrong.
Sorry.
3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Fuck me.
3, 2. Turn it off. Don't play with it. 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Fucky.
Fucky? Look, kid, if you can't get it right,
I'm just... Don't yell at my nephew. All right, ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1.
What are you doing?
This is to make sure that he's ready.
My uncle does that a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of things your uncle does a lot.
Shh. Well, what's that supposed to mean?
3 guesses. Yeah, just a...
I'm trying to make sure that Kenny's on it. 3, 2, 1, go.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century presents We Are All Gods. I'm Kenny Slag. Thanks, Stanley. Fuck.
Cut. What's that about?
We are all gods.
Now, you making fun of a kid's lisp?
I can't help the way God made me.
3, 2...
Oh, Jesus.
1, go.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century presents We Are All Gods. Thanks very much, Stanley. Indeed, we are all gods. We are as multitudinous... Jesus.
Cut. Can I ask you a question?
What?
What am I smelling?
I'm smelling it, too. It's very...
Oh, we're boiling lunch.
We always boil lunch. You're boiling... What are you boiling?
It's a lamb. We're boiling lamb with cloves.
Oh, my God.
What's with you?
Well, I'm sorry, but where are you boiling it?
Here in the studio. We always make lunch in the studio.
We always make lunch in the studio. We boil our soups, and then we just go around the fire and around the pot, and we get a cup of soup. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. So what, you have a problem with that?
Yes, the stink is like to set me free, man.
It's very strong in here, too.
Sorry. I'll try to turn a fan. Oh, the fan's broken. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Do we have any choice?
You can leave.
No. Yes, we're ready.
3, 2, 1. I said 3, 2, 1.
I was waiting for you to go 3, 2, 1, 1, 6, 2, 2.
Wait, let me do it, Claire.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
I'm Kenny Slag.
6, 2.
God damn it.
I see. I wasn't done yet.
Here, let me do it, Uncle.
No, you don't get to. You're the announcer.
Let me just do it one time.
All right.
What is this anyway, huh? You guys, it's a kind of a little party. It's take your nephew to school day. Take your lisping nephew to school day.
I said he's my cousin.
3, 2, 1 3/4. Come on, man.
Sorry.
3, 2, 1. Yeah, wait. 3, 2, 1, 2, 3. Cut. I can't hear a damn thing. I can't. Can you turn that up?
Wait. I'm just checking if the soup's done.
Are you doing the job? Or are you checking soup?
I'm like, smells pretty good, Uncle. That ought to be real good.
I have to tell you, Hal, it stinks to high heaven in here.
What does?
The soup you're making.
I'm making a stew. It's a soup stew. It's lamb. Boy, you don't know good eats, do you?
No, I guess not.
3, 2, 1.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century presents We Are All Gods. Thanks very much, Stanley. When we say we are all gods, all we're saying is you have within you to make the kind of money that you've always wanted to make this year. You are godlike. You can bend people to your will as if you are godlike. You see, you're not God, but the strength of the 21st century principles make you a kind of a god, the strength that emanates from your fingers and your eyes, yes, the all-seeing eyes. In this chapter of Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, we're going to teach you how to stare at a prospect, an individual from whom you want to borrow money, whom you want to buy a house, someone that you want to negotiate something with. First of all, you put your elbows on the table and you stare deep into their eyes. Look into their eyes as searingly and as deeply as you can, not trying to scare them, but you are trying to put an element of fear there. Kenny Slag, fear. Fear is a very important part of the Kenny Slag principles. When you look at someone and you stare at them, you are basically saying, you're going to give me what I want and you're going to take what I give you. That's very, very important. And it works doubly good with women. Let's say you're a man and you haven't had a date in years. When you stare at a woman and you think,
you're taking what I give you, you are basically controlling that woman's thoughts. That brings us to step three. Kenny Flagg, you're going to take what I give. Taking what I give...
Cut.
What are you doing?
I've got a problem with this. This is my nephew talking about take what I give you. Are you talking about, like, take a guy's...
You know what, Mr. Announcer? That's a... Oh, hold on, Kenny. I'll deal with it. Mr. Announcer, you are here for one reason, to pull the switches and make Kenny sound good.
I'm just saying, my nephew...
I'm your cousin.
I'm sorry. My cousin is saying these words.
I don't think you guys are related at all.
Well, he's saying things like, I'm going to take you... The last time I heard that, I have to tell you, I was in prison.
You were?
Yes, and I was the one saying them. And I know what I meant by them, too. Hold on for a minute. All right, the lamb's ready. I know what you're laughing at.
Well, so what does this mean?
You're lisping now.
That's right. All of a sudden, what is this, contagious? Hey, well, ma'am, you're not supposed to lisp. I'm the one with the lisp. God damn it.
Why don't you go and wash your face off, Claire?
All right.
Are we breaking for lunch?
We have to.
Why?
Because that's what we do. When the stew's ready, when the lamb is ready, we break for lunch. All right, I tell you what. Hold on. Hello? Yeah. Yeah. Well. Oh, wait. Hello? It's the other line. Hello? Hello, hi. Hi, it's Hal. Hello? Hello?
How many lines do you have on that phone?
Just the one. Oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm pushing this button. There's no one there. All right, I tell you what we'll do is we'll put off lunch, but I gotta keep boiling this anyway.
Is it ready?
It's not ready yet. Don't worry about it, Stanley.
All right.
You still lisping?
No, I'm not still lisping.
God. All right, folks, here we go. This is Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. This is our... Okay. This is our session for today. All right, and Stanley is the announcer. Go ahead, Stanley. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
I'm Stanley.
Don't say I'm Stanley.
Sorry. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
This is Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. We are all gods.
We've already done We're All Gods.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we're on to page 3. Hey, hold on.
Now that goat, I'm telling you, that goat,
it's not goat, it's lamb. Oh, you know what? You're right.
I knew it was goat.
Well, how did you know?
Because I spent time as a missionary, and I can smell that for a mile off.
You were a missionary, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And I went into places where all they could afford, all they could eat was goat. Either it was goat or rat.
Oh, geez, I thought this was lamb. It is goat.
Is it? I like goat too, Uncle.
Cousin.
I like goat too, cousin.
All right. Sure you won't join us for lunch?
What do you take? Is it time for lunch?
No, I'm just checking.
Are we going to get to recording this?
Sorry. 3, 2, 1.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century will be back right after this.
And now back to Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
All right, Kenny, let's go ahead and try this one more time.
Right.
We're now at...
Okay, we're at the part here where Kenny Flagg... Kenny, it's for Kenny.
Right.
3, 2, 1. Yowza.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's for Kenny. Thanks very much. Fuck.
Take two.
3, 2, 1. Butthole.
Kenny?
What are you laughing at, Stanley?
I don't know. It's kind of funny.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is your cousin?
Hey. The goat's almost ready.
Can't wait.
3, 2, 1. Butthole. Don't laugh.
Sorry. This is the most unprofessional session that I've ever been in.
Well, blame yourself. 3, 2, 1. Butthole.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's for Kenny. Thanks very much, Stanley. It's for Kenny is our program to remind you that what you do, ultimately, is turning back to me. You see, you may not become abundant. You may misapply the principles of abundance in the 21st century, and the next thing you know, you have nothing. You have nothing, and you're telling people you have nothing. People may misunderstand, and certainly we can... shit.
People, pick it up. People can misunderstand.
3, 2, 1. Anus.
Would you come on, man?
We really resent this.
This is the way I do my sessions.
Boy, the goat's smelling good there, cousin.
Got that right.
Reminds me of Mammy.
3, 2, 1. Anus.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century may work for you and they may not. It depends on how well you apply them. But remember, all things turn back toward Kenny. All things turn back toward Kenny. Let's think about that. Kenny Flagg. Things turning to Kenny. When we say that things turn back to Kenny, what we mean is,
If you cannot make yourself abundant, remember that things must turn back to me. So begin to direct the energy to me. When you do that, people see me as wealthy and successful, and they'll want to become members of Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st century. And that's one other thing. Always say Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st century when you're talking about it in conversation, when you're on the telephone, when you're presenting it professionally. Never say Kenny Slag's Principles. Never say Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance. If you do, then the vibratory essence that we've been talking about, the fact that you are a god, begins to erode. And when it erodes, things can manifest physically. Now, we're not trying to scare you, but the last person who mispronounced and misappropriated the name of our Principles of Abundance in the 21st century lost an eye in an automobile accident. It's a terrible thing. Kenny Flagg, I lost the eye. It's what we call one eye. When you are losing your commitment, losing your faith in Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st century, those cosmic radioactive elements, those things that influence the movement of the stars and the planets, begin to decline and erode and evaporate. Next thing you know, you are moving into life and moving into life's dangers a little more aggressively. You're literally sticking your neck out. Well, what puts that in danger? Shit.
Did pretty good there.
Yeah, I'll do it. It's good. Can you pick up a... what does that mean?
Right. 3, 2, 1. Well?
I was waiting for you to say anus or something.
God, get a load of this guy.
Yeah, hey, what about that goat?
Almost ready.
Will you forget the goat, please?
All right. 3, 2, if you want. 3, 2, 1, anus.
Well, is it?
Take 2. 3, 2, 1, dog shit. See, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Just please give him a countdown.
3, 2, 1, dog shit.
When we talk, I forget where I am. All right, you're at the part where the elements erode, and you're putting your face out there.
Right. 3, 2, 1, catch it.
Oh, boy.
See, he's laughing.
Kenny, don't laugh. It encourages him.
Sorry. I know what you mean. My cousin's pretty funny, isn't he?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, catch it.
What is it again? Principles of Abundance. Look at Clara, I'm not the one doing this. Principles of Abundance, it's the putting your face into danger.
Right. 3, 2, 1. Cat anus. He's laughing. Why don't we knock off for some goat?
No, we're not knocking off for goat.
I'm getting kind of hungry. Well, come on in here and get a bowl anyway. We'll eat while we work.
Yeah, you do that.
Ah, yeah.
This looks pretty good, Uncle.
I said I'm your cousin. Look at me. Now I'm lisping.
Sorry.
Come on in here, Claire.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
What is this about, anyway? Kenny, it's the only studio we can find, okay? Now let's through this session, we'll be done. And don't laugh. It encourages the guy. I can't help it.
Hey, what are you people talking about?
None of your business.
Sorry.
Ah. Boy, this is probably the best goat you've made.
I think so.
So what I want to do is just wrap this up and get out of here, okay, while the getting's good.
You got it. All right, everybody ready?
Yes, we are. All right, Kenny, putting your face into danger.
3, 2, 1. Catch it.
Hold on for a minute.
Yeah. What's more, goat?
Don't mind if I do.
What's going on? I can't. Every time he says that, it's making me laugh. Come on. Professional, professional, professional. We got to get through this.
You ready?
Yes, we're ready.
All right. Here, take another bowl of goat. Mm-mm. 3, 2. Hold on. I'm sorry. I've got to re-rack. Hey, listen. You guys are sitting there whittling dick.
Hey, we're not whittling anything, pal.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Goat shit. What do you want from me?
Why don't you just count the man down normally like any other engineer?
I count him down the way I count him down. This is my studio.
This is my cousin's studio.
I'm your uncle.
No, you didn't say...
All right, never mind, never mind, never mind. I'll concentrate, sorry.
All right, ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. Goat anus.
Fuck. All right, you know what? I've had it with you. If we got to take it to another studio...
We can't, Clara. This is due this week. We got to get this out to the stations this week.
Yeah.
See, when you're in a bind, you know, you don't mind coming to Hal Barker, okay? Everybody comes to Hal Barker when they're in a bind, and they all want to tell me how to do it. I know what I'm doing. Boy, look, I got all this goat that I got to eat, too.
I'll help you with it, cousin.
I'm your uncle. 3, 2, 1.
Hold on for a minute. Would you just say 3, 2, 1 blast off? I think that helped him.
I can't. We're into the second phase of the lunar moon.
What is that supposed to mean?
That, you know, affects how I count things down. 3, 2, 1. Goat death.
What the fuck?
Boy, you got a real unprofessional attitude.
Come on, Kenny, concentrate.
3, 2, 1. Goat anus.
Kenny Slag's principles of abundance in the 21st century means that if you erode the cosmic energy of the universe, next thing you know, you're literally putting your face out into danger. Now, when you put your face out into danger, you could lose an eye. And that's what happened to one of our students. They decided that they didn't need to redirect anything back to Kenny Slag. They wanted to keep it all for themselves. Well, that was selfish, and it was only a matter of time before they'd lose an eye. We had another gentleman who decided that he would redirect all that energy back to himself as well. He didn't think that all things should return to Kenny. As I say, we're all gods. We make our own choices in life. He wound up losing one leg and part of the other arm. And still again, a woman who felt that she didn't need to redirect the energy back to Kenny Slag. She wound up losing all of her front teeth, and she had a plate in her head.
Cut. What's wrong?
Nothing. Hey, sure you want to use all those examples?
Yeah.
I want to make sure that you know...
What's that about, anyway?
None of your business. Would you just...
It's kind of an interesting philosophy, though.
Thank you very much, Stanley, if you want to learn more about it.
No, I don't want him to learn about that. We're Christian people. We're decent people.
Hey, this is a decent philosophy. This is comports very well with Christianity.
You're right.
Never mind.
3, 2... You got a real problem.
You're a real Christian, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. We're pretty Christian in our family.
Well, are we going to use the announcer or not?
You want to do the announcer here?
We have to. This is the Kenny Slag wrap-up.
Kenny Slag wrap-up?
Yes.
I don't know we were that far along.
3, 2, 1.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Slag's wrap-up. Thanks very much, Stanley. You know... Fuck.
You said fuck.
I know.
3, 2, 1. Batshit.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. You know... Oh, wait, I'm not...
You're not doing anything. You're just the announcer.
Kid, what are you doing?
I was reading the script here.
3, 2, 1. Bat and goat shit.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Oh, I forget.
Oh, shit.
All right, we're at the point now.
No, please don't yell at me. He'll lose his goat.
We're at the point right now where people are losing eyes and limbs.
God, yeah.
All right, well, you don't have to put it that way, Clara.
I just want out of here. I'm smelling goat. I'm listening to a guy that lisps. I'm hearing about people with one eye.
This is a very important part of the philosophy, Clara. I thought you were down with it.
I am. Ready?
Ready. 3, 2, 1. Crazier than batshit.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. This is where you lose your eye.
What?
That's not what it's called.
Oh, sorry.
3, 2, 1. Goat shit.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. This is where you...
Kid, if you don't get it right...
Sorry.
3, 2, 1. Nuttier than two coats of paint.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Lose an eye. Thanks very much, Stanley. Lose an eye is that part of Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century that's the downside. The downside, or, if you will, the shadow. Jung teaches us that the opposite of joy and happiness is the shadow, that which gives us our aggression, our anger, and sometimes our violence. Well, it's the same thing in Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. If you partially say the name, if you don't redirect energy back to Kennedy, if you're not...
You said Kennedy.
I know.
You don't even know your own name?
I'm going to come in there and I'm going to belt you. I don't care what your uncle does.
Don't touch my nephew.
Cousin.
Cousin. 3, 2, 1. I'm sorry. 3, 2, 1. Belch.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century means that you must redirect the energy back to Kenny, or you must make sure that your energy... I forget where we are here.
Now, just redirect the energy back to Kenny.
3, 2, 1. My dick.
Are you trying to throw him off?
No, I'm not. This is how I do it. My uncle's one of the best engineers in L.A. You should be talking that way.
Just eat your goat.
Eat my goat? In my family, that's a filthy thing to say. That means you're going down on your grandmother.
All right, everybody, take five, okay?
Oh, wait a minute.
Everybody take five.
What's wrong, Kenny?
I gotta take five after that.
After what?
Going down on your grandmother.
Well, that's what it means when it says eat your goat.
Where are you people from? Are you hillbillies or something?
Yes, we did. We came down from the hills in 1958.
Started a recording session. We've been here ever since.
What's wrong, Kenny?
What's wrong? I want out of here. In fact, I'm ready to give up Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Don't you say that. The money we've made.
Oh, man.
All right, ready?
Hold on. No, we're not. Can I get in the other room first?
We're almost done with the goat.
Thank God. Because it stinks. It smells. It doesn't smell like anything I've ever smelled. It smells like a decaying body.
Well, it is decayed goat. 3, 2, 1.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Lose an eye.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Cut.
No. I want to pick up.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Erp. 3, 2, 1. Wyatt Earp.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century teaches you that if you put your face into danger, you lose an eye.
I don't know.
What's wrong, Kenny?
I'm not inspired anymore.
Are you going to blame me for that? Because my nephew or cousin, and whatever he is, because we enjoy goat?
Yeah, I'm blaming you for that and more. Sick and tired of this bullshit!
Hey, Ace.
3, 2, 1. Dick brain.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century means that you, along with everyone, will benefit from the godlike qualities that I give you. Do you want to spend more money? That's not spend more money.
Save money. Let's pick it up.
3, 2, 1. Ass crack.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century means... Fuck.
3, 2, 1. Ass crack.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century means that unless you're willing to give your all and turn the energy toward Kenny, you are going to lose all. That could include an eye, a limb, or in some instances, a life. This isn't a threat. This is the universe. But at the same time, using Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, drawn from thousands and thousands of years of wise men's words, will help you make a lot of money in real estate and get that lady of your dreams. It's just that simple. So, let's go through our steps, one at a time. 1, you elevate to the level of Godhead or Godlike. You're not God, but you have those powers. 2, direct back to Kenny. It all comes back to me. It originates with me and should all come back to me. Because if you can't make money, if you can't be successful with the principles of abundance of the 21st century, it's got to come back to me so that I am bigger than life and people are drawn to me. 3, give her what you want and she'll take what you got to give. Yes, it sounds like a prison term, and yet...
Cut. Where did we get the prison term?
I was thinking about what this guy said.
Well, I was in prison. I see that. Do you mind?
I'm just having my goat. I didn't do anything. 3, 2, 1. Goat.
Prince.
Mommy, do it?
Go ahead. 3, 2, 1. Goat.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Goat.
What do you mean, goat?
Oh, sorry.
Wait a minute. I didn't count it down.
Sorry.
3, 2, 1. Goat.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's time for Now or Never. Now or Never is where we split off our energies between two overriding but very essential aspects. One is to make money in real estate. The other, as we say, is to find your life partner. Now, in making money in real estate or finding your life partner, you must have that energy. If you cannot, you must redirect back to Kenny so that he is able to take over your investments as well as whatever energies you put out toward attracting a female if you're a man or a male if you're a woman. If you're a woman and you're interested in attracting a male, I will defer that energy back toward you. Obviously, I'm not interested in having a sexual relationship with a man. But if you have hooked up with a woman that I consider to be quality and worthy of Kenny Slag, I'll take over from here. That's where shit.
Thank you. Pick it up.
That's where she'll take what I got to give comes in. Kenny Slag, she gonna take what I give her. You see, in the Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century philosophy, when you say she gonna take what I give her, it sounds like a lot of hard jail talk.
You know what, Kenny? Just cut that out of the script.
God, man.
You're the guy that was talking about it.
3, 2, 1. Up at the crack of ass.
Kenny.
I hate you, Cal.
My name is Hal, not Cal.
I hate you, Hal or Cal.
All right, fine. But I'm making plenty of money over here, and I'm having some of the best goat stew I've ever made.
Wonderful. I hope it poisons you.
Thank you. Let's use Junior.
Wait, I'll make that call. Go ahead, Stanley.
3, 2, 1. Hell on Earth.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. She gonna take what I got to give.
Thanks a lot, Stanley.
Turn the fucking thing off, Stanley.
Hey, don't talk to my nephew that way.
Cousin. 3, 2, 1. Jailhouse.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Jailhouse.
What does that mean?
Cut.
Cut!
Cut.
right, we're going to call it quits for the day. And
what are you talking about? You still have a half hour in your time.
I don't care.
Well, I'm not going to give you a refund.
I don't want a refund. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't want to be back here.
Wait a minute, Claire. You know, I'm Kenny Slag.
Yeah, you're Kenny Slag, all right. You're Kenny Slag with the principles of abundance of the 21st century and all this power and all this godlike power. And you can't even get this guy to say 3-2-1 go or whatever. It's 3-2-1 butthole, 3-2-1 goat shit. Hey, you know, that's my uncle. He's very successful. And this guy's got a lisp.
You hired him.
Yeah, you hired him.
And that was the punchline.
Kenny Slag. Kenny Slag. Oh, Kenny Slag. The Kenny Slag. Oh, Kenny Slag.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century is produced by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive producer Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.